Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia, and each and every Friday we have the pleasure of having you, the listeners, tune in to hear some amazing, wonderful information having to do with preventive, natural health, personal growth, and, quotes, positive news. And I put that in quotes because we have people saying how refreshing it is to hear the words positive news, and really that is totally what our focus is along the line of preventive and natural health and personal growth, because when we are in that positive energy, what happens? We bring more of that, and that's really what the planet needs, not only now, but from here on in. So thank you for tuning in each and every Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. Of course, the show is being brought to you by our Healthy Referral newspaper, which is our newspaper publication that has been being printed for 20-some years. Actually, we've been doing it for 25 years. It is a true blessing, and it's expanding each and every day. And the reason that it is because of you. This radio show exists because of you. The newspaper exists because of you, and the 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo, A Conscious Inspiration, exists because of you. Without all of you, none of this would be here for us to be doing and to share with the world. So again, our thanks to you. The Healthy Referral newspaper is something that you can become a part of. Just let us know that you would like to know more, and we would love to talk with you. We could send you to our site, but we like to talk to you personally. So our phone number is 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. My email address is marciacm@yahoo.com. That's M as in Marie, ARCHIACM@yahoo.com. And for your information, the overall website is www.healthyreferral.com. That's healthyreferral.com. And before we bring on Shane Hennessy, I'm going to also give you the expo site that you can go to express your interest in whether it's exhibiting, volunteering, sponsoring, whatever it is. There's a form on there that you can fill out. Also, the exhibitor application is up there, and more info is being placed up on there as we speak. That web address is www.healthandspiritnetwork.com. That's healthandspiritnetwork.com. I do want to make mention that we have two groups that are joining us this year, very special to our hearts, and that is our friends Ann and Wren, and they have what's called Natural Health Awareness Campaign. Also, the National Health Federation, NHF. That's www.thenhf.com. Health Freedom Organization has been around for over 58 years, that we are truly honored to be on their advisory board. So thank you, NHF, for all the work that you do. So the three of us are going to be coming together this year for the 16th Expo. We decided to do that, and we're excited about it. You know that every week we do amazing interviews, as I mentioned, and this week, of course, we also have an amazing person, and I've had an opportunity to chat with him, and also Hayden, who is the founder of Evolution Salt, And I would like to just briefly share with you, I'm going to bring in or click on the mic here in a moment for Shane. I do want to tell you that Shane Hennessy has been involved in the natural healing and health food industries for approximately 15 years or so. And he has worked in many health food stores and healing centers, helping to basically guide people to a better understanding of how to heal themselves. What a wonderful idea. For the last 2 years, he has worked as a trainer and educator for a company called Evolution Salt, which manufactures and imports Himalayan crystal salt. And before, again, I bring him on, I just wanted to give a brief more description here. The Himalayan salt, crystal salt, as it is the most beneficial, cleanest salt that's available on our planet. And it was actually formed about 250 million years ago, where the energy of the sun has dried up the original, what we call primal sea. And this crystal salt is absolutely pristine and natural, identical in composition to the ancient primal ocean, and it contains all the elements found in our bodies. So this special salt is only waiting for a moment to have its inherent stored energy and its what we call biophoton content set free by adding water to it. Such crystalline brine is a pure ocean of energy, and I could say more, but I don't want to do this because I want to bring Shane on so that he can actually share more with you. So here we go. Okay, Shane, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Hello, hello. Doing really well. Thank you. Thanks for taking the time to do this wonderful interview, and I know people are really excited about it. And as you know, the live interview today, the extra wonderful bonus is that it's going to be archived for here on in, where people can go in 24/7 and listen to it. So that's even more exciting. So, Shane, I gave a little description about you, but what do you love the most with what you're presently doing with Evolution Salt?
Well, you know, mostly what I'm doing with Evolution Salt is getting to the public with an awareness of salt and trying to help people to understand that salt's not really bad for you. I mean, that is probably the greatest joy I have in watching somebody, you know, go from thinking that salt is bad from them into really understanding how using salt is in a responsible way is actually the way to regulate your body and balance, you know, things such as blood pressure and water retention and this type of thing. So my greatest joy really has been, you know, on a individual level working with people to get to a healthy relationship with salt.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I can hear the listeners now, their minds are going, okay, so this is going to be a little different for me. Let me see what I'm hearing or and get a sense. And so what is the I think a good place to start, Shane, is the difference in the different salts.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, to start with, we have what we've come to know as table salt. And table salt, as we get it in the supermarket and whatnot, this is salt that's been heated up to about 1,200 degrees. And when you heat the salt up at that temperature, the sodium chloride bond has been broken. And so what you're doing really is killing the salt. And changing the molecular structure and how it gets absorbed into the body. So this form of salt is actually a form of salt our body has a very hard time recognizing. We don't absorb it very well, and then furthermore, we have a more difficult time getting rid of it. And so this is where it can wreak havoc with the things, you know, that salt is meant to maintain in our body, such as, like I mentioned, the blood pressure and other things. So, you know, table salt is really something that has been altered and changed in such a way that it's very unhealthy for us, and that's where we come to this misunderstanding that salt is bad. And, you know, moving along the line, you've got, you know, sea salt, which for a long time in my kind of, I guess I would call it kindergarten understanding of salt, you know, I believe, sea salt is better than table salt, and And that's about as much as I understood. And now that I've been learning a tremendous amount about salt, one of the things that I've learned is that most of the sea salt on the market today is also refined and heated and treated to make it, you know, safe for us, because it is coming from a polluted ocean which has contamination, and, you know, we have to make sure there's nothing in that salt that could harm us. And so the only real effective way to do that is to go ahead and kill the salt again. And now it's not going to be quite as bad as a table salt in that it still has some of the trace minerals in there, and it's not heated up quite to the same degree as a table salt. So I try to tell people that, you know, it won't kill you as fast as table salt, but it's not giving you the same benefit that you're really looking for in salt. And this is where you get into Himalayan salt. And the Himalayan salt, as you were describing earlier, you know, this is a pristine salt. It's got 84 trace minerals in it. And importantly here, it's raw. It's never been heated or refined or treated or anything like that. And so these minerals and the salt itself are in their natural bioavailable form that we can absorb it into our cells properly.
Well, again, you know, just on that note, Shane, there's something that when I talk with people I find comes into the conversation very frequently, and that is that we are made according to nature. Therefore, we should be living, eating according to nature. And when we steer away from that, of course the result is going to be, if not right away, then sooner or later, there's imbalances. And I know that people are realizing more and more that there are a lot of imbalances that are going on, and that it's really time to get back to eating according to Mother, Father, Nature, real food, unaltered food, you know, food that hasn't been GMO'd and everything else.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, you're looking at salt is, to me, one of the most foundational elements that we need to put in our bodies on a regular basis. Next to water, it's probably the most crucial to be paying attention to. And getting a form of this salt that our body can recognize and utilize properly is essential for, you know, a good health and proper utilization of everything else.
It's worth, isn't it so that salt was, they actually used it to trade. It was like money or gold. Is that right?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. The history of salt is incredible if you start looking into it. I mean, we've been using salt, you know, essentially as long as we've had recorded history. And salt is, if you look into even our language, salary, right, derived from the word salt. And, you know, it was used to pay soldiers, and it was used the Himalayan salt, actually, at one time was worth more than gold, and it was only for royalty. But this has been mined the same way practically since the time of Alexander the Great, and it was his horses that found it originally. So they deserve all the credit.
Wow. Again, when we start to realize what our bodies are made up of.
And yeah, we are salt and water.
There you go.
Just to give an example, you know, one of the things that I like to tell people when they're thinking about this is that if you go to the hospital and you're admitted, you know, into the ER practically for any reason, the first thing that they're going to do for you is they're going to hook you up to a saline solution. And, you know, they're going to charge you $350 for salt water. And that's really, you know, the truth of it. And nobody's telling you that you need salt water, but people are chronically dehydrated. They're chronically low in energy. They're chronically, you know, the fatigue and all of this really comes into not having enough salt and water. It's not water alone that hydrates us. It's these trace minerals and electrolytes, the sodium, potassium, and so forth. And you need to get them in their most raw, natural form to get the proper benefit from that. So, you know, I really try to steer people into thinking of salt, not just as a spice so much, but as more of as a supplement, really. and just get a measured amount on a consistent basis daily so that they can know that, you know, salt is actually the conduit that the electric charge flows through in our bodies. So it's energy on a cellular level. It's a cell-to-cell communication, and it's incredibly important.
Okay, I have one question for you, Shane.
Sure.
In that saline solution, are they using Himalayan salt?
Yeah, that's a good question. And no, I don't believe that they do. I think that if they did, they would find a lot more benefit from putting that in you. But, you know, what they're using, I believe, is what's called a pharmaceutical-grade salt, which is, you know, it's not that far off from a table salt, but it doesn't have all the junk added to it. It's just a highly refined sodium. And I actually, to be honest with you, I don't know that much about it, but they probably have some other electrolytes in that solution, like potassium and things to give you a balance. So, you know, to be honest, I don't know what that's made of, but it would be, you know, to get the saline solution using the Himalayan salt and to get all of those 84 trace minerals in there, that's a, you know, far better solution on a whole lot of levels.
Right. And listeners, as some of you might have heard, unless you tuned in a little bit later, we are talking with Shane Hennessy. And am I pronouncing that last name right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Just want to make sure of Evolution Salt. And by the way, I wanted to also mention that Evolution Salt is going to be in our 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo, a conscious inspiration that we are thrilled about. Okay, you know what? This whole conversation, too, around a word that people are going, okay, what does this mean when they hear the soul, S-O-L-E, solution?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the soul, or also known as the Sole solution. And what Sole. That one is, that's really what you've got there is a 26% solution of Himalayan salt in water. And what happens when you put enough of the salt in the water in the form of, you know, like a large, well, when I say large, I mean, you know, a couple inch diameter crystal of the salt. You put a few of these in a jar and you fill it up with water and then you let them saturate. You let them, you know, get to that point, that 26% solution, and then they stop dissolving. And what happens, you take a 1 teaspoon of this solution and you put that in a full glass of water every morning, and, you know, 8 to 10 ounces of water, and you start your day with it. We should all start our day with a glass of water. It wakes us up, kind of hydrates us, gets things moving, and so forth. But when you take a teaspoon of the Himalayan salt solution, the Sole solution, in that water, you're giving it the 84 trace minerals. You're also giving it the form of salt that our body is really craving. So now our energy levels are going to be, you know, primed. We're going to have, on a regular basis, this 84 mineral supplement, which we all desperately need because the soil is lacking in the minerals due to over farming, and so the food is lacking, and so we're really depleted of trace minerals. And
absolutely.
So the trace mineral aspect, that's a huge part of it. But getting a measured amount of the salt solution on a daily consistent basis is really the benefit of this. And when I do lectures and talk to the public about this, it always, you know, will come right back and say, well, my doc says I can't have salt. I got to cut back on the salt, you know, my blood pressure issues and so forth. But these are the people that really need this more than anybody. And what they want to do is they would want to start with a half a teaspoon or a quarter of a teaspoon in a full glass of water and watch themselves a little bit and see how they move forward to that. And they might stay at a quarter of a teaspoon. But the important thing is the consistency and getting the salt in the body on a regular basis in a measurable way. So it's not using it in a salt shaker where we may or may not use as much as, you know, we need. And then furthermore, you're doing it with a full glass of water because the kidneys will use the water to flush any excess sodium. Now, the difference here is that unlike table salt, the Himalayan salt, the kidneys are going to be able to do that far easier. And so this is where people can start to regulate their blood pressure and other issues in their bodies just by regulating their salt intake in a way that they're taking in the form of salt that their body needs. And the energy is the first thing that people will notice to come out of it, too.
And you know, the word that you used a moment ago and that I actually used in the beginning of the show, which is education. And this is really what people need to do. They need to re-educate themselves and not believe everything that they're told in the sense of, you know, media or this or that or whatever, because that's all promotion, you know, promotion to sell their products. And so no matter what you're hearing, including this interview, what you want to do as a listener is to do your research. You know, go and do your research so that you can see for yourself. And then that way, you know, that is going to be the best tool for you. Not just hearing what somebody has to say, but actually taking that information and going and researching it yourself.
Well, absolutely. No, nobody has your best interest in mind more than you do. And nobody is smarter than you are. I mean, that's the best advice I ever got and the best advice I ever gave. And that to me is, I mean, it's true. And, you know, when I do give lectures and on this, I mean, this is a slap in the face to people. It's an opposite of what they've, you know, been told. And even people within the health food industry kind of look at me cross-eyed sometimes. And so I tell them, please, you know, my goal is not to convince anyone of anything. I'm Johnny Appleseed. You know, I'm planting seeds, and I want people to be interested enough that they're going to look into this and find their truth in it. Evolutionsalt.com is, you know, a fantastic website because it has just oodles of information on there about the salt and also lots of different links, you know, to third-party things that show the benefits of this. So this is certainly a journey for people to begin if a seed has been planted, I hope.
So is that website www.evolution.salt.com? That is the main site then, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great. And you know, one article on there that I hope everybody has a chance to read, it's called The Difference Between Rock Salt and Crystal Salt.
Yeah, I mean, there's
a lot of salt out there, but the Himalayan salt, due to the way it was formed in the Himalayan mountains, as they form this pressure called tectonic pressure involved, actually crystallized the salt. And so you've got a salt that the crystal stores, you know, an energy about it, and that it also has the same resonant frequency as our blood, 7.14, on and on and on. So it's actually vibrating at the same frequency that we are, and it gives us back that free, it's very grounding to us that way. When I have my Sole solution, you know, drink in the morning, I like to be barefoot in the backyard, and very grounding experience that way.
Oh, wonderful. I'll have to do that. You know, I love to be barefoot on the ground. Absolutely. The fact of what we've been talking about, you know, with utilizing the Himalayan salt inwardly, which to me is the most important way. And then let's take it a step further, if we can, and go to the fact of actually soaking our bodies in it and helping with the detox.
Sure. Yeah, I like to give this kind of analogy or description, a way to show this. A lot of people are on city water, you know, and tap water, and they're going to get in their bath that way. And the water has the chlorine in it, has fluoride in it. You know, these things that they're putting in the water to make it, you know, safe for us and so forth, whatever. But the thing is that we have receptor sites in the body that are looking for these things, not in exactly the form that they're in the water, but very similar. And so what we do, we start absorbing them. You know, we absorb this fluoride and this chlorine, and it gets kind of stuck in the body because it's a heavy metal and it doesn't get utilized properly. Now, if you take the Himalayan salt, which has 84 trace minerals in it, and you put that in that water, it has the chlorine in it and the fluoride in it, but they're in the natural organic form that we know of as a trace mineral. So the difference between a trace mineral and a heavy metal, as I understand it, is the form that they're in. And so the receptor sites in our body are very intelligent. They know the difference, and they grab the right form of the fluoride and the chlorine, and in the process actually kick out the wrong form to make room. So we're literally absorbing trace minerals and detoxing heavy metals at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And this is the great benefit. You know, I mean, you've got kind of a fad thing going, which is not a bad thing by all means, where you have the foot ionization, where people can detox their feet using the ionized water. And this is a really good way to get a lot of these toxins, especially heavy metals, out. But what's not being done is replacing the body with the minerals. So you're leaving yourself very open and vulnerable to reabsorbing those heavy metals again. You need to remineralize to protect yourself and to have those minerals. I mean, there's a tremendous benefit to that. It's, you know, when you soak in Epsom salt, for example, it's very drying out to the skin. But when you soak in Himalayan salt, those minerals, they get absorbed into the cells of our skin and actually hydrate the skin. So it's very healing to our skin that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about the salt air inhalers?
Well, the inhalers are a fantastic thing for almost any respiratory issue. What they are is a ceramic piece which has like a coarse grind salt inside of it. And what you do, you just breathe through this piece, and you breathe through kind of your mouth and out your nose and just normal breaths. And what you're doing is actually pulling the air past and through the salt, and it's grabbing the microscopic particles of the salt, which are naturally antifungal, antibacterial, antimicrobial, and they're going to get deep down into the lungs and have the capacity to kill off the underlying bacteria or fungus that can sometimes be, you know, an underlying cause, trigger for the pollen and dander and the allergic response. So this is really useful for, you know, allergies and things like that, but also for, you know, a cold or a bronchial, you know, irritation. It's good for, you know, people who are trying to quit smoking. It's really beneficial for almost any kind of, like I say, respiratory issue. My dad, for example, has COPD. He's on oxygen at night, and he uses this as well before he goes to bed. It's one of these things that you can use in combination with any other therapy. It doesn't get in the way.
Right, right. And what a much healthier thing than these chemically made inhalers, for sure.
Oh, yes. And, you know, the thing is, it's very convenient. That there's no water involved. It's not a neti pot, although neti pots are nice for the nasal passage, but this is something which addresses the entire respiratory, and it's convenient in that you can start with a couple of minutes at a time and then kind of work yourself up 10, 15 minutes. You really can't overdo it. You just use it as needed.
Right.
Tremendous benefit to that. It comes from the folks who are mining in the caves where all the salt is coming from in these mines. When they're sick, they don't call in. That's the first place they want to go. Breathing that salt there is tremendously beneficial for them.
And then you have the salt lamps, which are really neat.
Well, and the lamps are, you know, they're beautiful decor. They got a little light bulb in there. And what happens, the salt is hygroscopic. It brings moisture in from the air, and then the heat from that light bulb is actually evaporating off that moisture, and that process generates the negative ions. Negative ions are the key here because they do two things. They attach to dust and pollen and mold and fungus and odors and actually drop them. So they're cleaning the air. But the other benefit, you know, is that these negative ions offset positive ions, which are coming from the cell phones, computers, TVs, and all these other electromagnetic frequencies. So, you know, ideally we want 1,500 negative ions per square cubic centimeter. That's what you get out in the mountains and in the country. But in our homes, we subject ourselves to all these technologies, and we close ourselves in, and we're lucky if we're at a couple hundred. So one of these lamps actually, you know, increases the negative ions, and this is so good for us. So the positive ions and the electromagnetic frequencies, these things actually interfere with cell-to-cell communication in the body. And that's been linked to emotional and cognitive instabilities. And can't focus, can't concentrate, anxiety and depression fall in there too. But people subjected to positive ions all the time are much more likely to start to exhibit these symptoms. So, yeah, the negative ions from these lamps, they're good for, you know, cleaning the air. People with allergies will put one in their room to help keep that area clean. But also it's protecting us, you know, from the effects of the positive ions. And for that reason, people will put it next to the computer or the TV and that. So wonderful decor, too, at night with the lights off. They create a really beautiful, nice orange glow.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Adam. And our show always goes so, so quickly, Shane. So one more time, they can go to the website, and what is that?
Well, that's www.evolutionsalt.com.
And that they could ask questions on, is there a way that they can actually comment or ask questions on there?
Oh, yeah, there is. And also there's a toll-free number if they have a direct question that they want to contact us. It's 877-868-7979.
One more time?
Sure, 877-868-7979.
Okay, and again, it goes so, so quickly, and I just want to say thank you to you, Shane, and also to Hayden, and I look forward to our ongoing communication about the things that are coming up in the future, and I will get you the link to this so that you can share this and use it in the best way that you possibly can, and please tell Hayden I look forward to actually speaking with him more, and I want to thank you. I know we missed each other the other night, but I'm sure we'll see each other in person very soon. And again, Shane, just thanks for taking this time because it is about education. You know this, we know it, and it's why we're all doing what we're doing. So thank you for doing what you're doing.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Shane, and we will talk to you very soon. You have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye. You too.
Okay, bye-bye. And again, listeners, that was Shane Hennessy of Evolution Salt, and please get in touch with them like he had suggested. And you can go ahead and call us at 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273 with any questions as well. You have a beautiful day, and we'll see you next week on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.